Last month, news broke of a double murder at a new Tampa apartment. Suspect Devin Arthur says he's a former neo-Nazi who converted to Islam. He's accused of killing two of his roommates for disrespecting his new faith. The case became even more dramatic when investigators accused a fourth roommate, Brandon Russell, of keeping bomb-making materials at the apartment. WUSF's Daylena Miller talks with Tampa Bay Times reporter Howard Altman about the current status of this case.
Well, there's a couple investigations going on right now. There's the murder investigation, Devin Arthur's, who lived in the Tampa Palms apartment, accused by the Tampa Police Department of killing his two roommates. So there's that investigation. There's also an FBI ongoing investigation into Brandon Russell, who is the Florida National Guard private first class, who was found with bomb-making materials, was found with neo-Nazi literature. He had spent a lot of time in chat rooms talking about blowing people up and hurting people, according to the feds. In addition, the National Guard is conducting what they call a 15-6 investigation into Brandon Russell. So there's several ongoing investigations still. The Army is going to look at whether he misused his uniform, whether he any of his involvement as a soldier coincided with his involvement with this neo-Nazi group called the Atomwaffen, which is German for atomic weapons.
So you talked a little bit about how Russell's membership in the Florida National Guard could have some bearing on this case. How big a threat exactly did Brandon Russell and his murdered roommates actually pose to the public?
Depends who you ask. I mean, according to the feds, a lot. Brandon Russell had enough bomb-making material to blow up a car and kill people. He had ammonium nitrate, which is what was used by Timothy McVeigh to blow up the Alpha P. Murad building in Oklahoma City, killing 168 people.
Are there any questions currently left unanswered?
Well, sure. One of the big questions is just how connected was Brandon Russell? Were there any other members of the National Guard or the military involved in his activities? Was he getting any help? Was he getting any weapons, money? You know, one of the very interesting things is that when there was a warrant out for Russell's arrest and he was picked up in Key Largo, and he was found with another young man who was also a neo-Nazi. They had just purchased two rifles, 500 rounds of ammunition, which that's a lot of ammunition, and $3,000 in cash. And they said they, you know, were, you know, just trying to get away. And the question is, what were they going to do with those weapons, with that cash? Russell said he was going to go to his father's house, which is on the other side of the state. So real big questions remain about what they were going to do.
As you said previously, there are three investigations that are ongoing. So where do we go from here?
Well, there's both Devin Arthur's and Brandon Russell are behind bars, and they will be through the course of their trial. Arthur's for a murder investigation, Russell for the investigation into his illegal possession of explosives and illegal storage. And then whatever other connections the FBI can find between Russell and any other Nazis. And again, the military is looking at this too. And of course, we have two victims here, Jeremy Himmelman and Andrew Onishuk, two young men who had recently come to Florida. They had met over the internet and chat rooms and things like that, and they wound up being killed.
And these two young men were also allegedly neo-Nazis?
Well, the government says that. The families dispute that vehemently, but the social media presence of both young men seemed to indicate leanings along the lines. So that remains to be seen, too, as this investigation continues.
That was Tampa Bay Times reporter Howard Altman speaking with WUSF's Daylena Miller.